The velocity statistics of turbulent clouds in the presence of gravity, magnetic fields, radiation, and outflow feedback, by Yue Hua al. The interaction of turbulence, magnetic fields, self-gravity, and stellar feedback within molecular clouds is crucial for understanding star formation. We study the effects of self-gravity and outflow feedback on the properties of the turbulent velocity via the structure function over length scales from approximately 0.01% to 2%. We analyze a series of three-dimensional, magnetohydrodynamical, MHD, simulations of star cluster formation, including self-gravity, turbulence, magnetic fields, stellar radiative heating, and outflow feedback. We observe that self-gravity and protostellar outflows increase the velocity fluctuations over all length scales. In particular, outflows can amplify the velocity fluctuations by up to a factor of approximately 7 on scales approximately 0.01 to 0.2% and drive turbulence up to a scale of approximately 1%. The amplified velocity fluctuations provide more support against gravity and enhance fragmentation on small scales. The role of self-gravity is more significant on smaller dense clumps and it increases the fraction of the compressive velocity component up to a scale of approximately 0.2%. However, outflow feedback drives both solenoidal and compressive modes, but it induces a higher fraction of solenoidal modes relative to compressive modes. Thus, with outflows, the dense core ends up with a slightly higher fraction of solenoidal modes. We find that the compressible fraction is fairly constant with about one-third on scales approximately 0.1 to 0.2%. The combined effect of enhanced velocity dispersion and reduced compressive fraction contributes to a reduction in the star formation rate compared to when outflow feedback is not included. This was the velocity statistics of turbulent clouds in the presence of gravity, magnetic fields, radiation, and outflow feedback, by Yue Hua al.